Appaluso from Auster.com, and I'm joined today by Diane Nins, an audiologist with High Health Innovations. Thank you for joining us today, Diane.
Thank you for having me.
What are some of the trends that you've seen when it comes to hearing loss in law enforcement officers that you've treated in the past?
Well, first I'll tell you, in general, we have seen hearing loss on the rise. There's 48 million Americans that have hearing loss in at least one ear. Over one-third of people over the age of 60 actually have hearing loss. So to encompass more information with that, 10 million Americans have suffered what we call noise-induced hearing loss, which police officers are exposed to noise, and I'm sure I don't even have to say that, but on a daily basis. So 10 million have already suffered hearing loss from noise, and another 30 million are exposed to dangerous levels every day. So with police officers, you know, we're seeing on a daily basis, you know, they're exposed to gunfire. They're exposed to a lot of noise even through their radio systems, traffic. And it's critical that the police officers are hearing well because they have to be able to understand speech, localized to where sounds are coming from, and be able to respond appropriately to both the speech as well as environmental sounds. So we truly are seeing hearing loss, and it's more of a high-frequency loss associated from noise.
Okay, and could you talk about the patients that you've dealt with in the past, law enforcement officers? I guess, what were some of the warning signs that they saw? And were they usually of an older age or, you know, like a younger, you know, in between age?
Well, from the patients that I've seen, they've been, you know, mid to older. And typically some of the signs that they have experienced, which is hearing loss, is when they have to turn the volume of the TV or the radio up. Speech isn't quite as clear, and they may even come in and say, you know, it sounds like people are mumbling when they talk, and they may ask people to repeat more often, or they have difficulty following conversations in groups. And what I really notice is key, and this is to everyone, but also police officers, many times other people will notice first, like friends and family, people around them, that they're experiencing some difficulty because it happens very gradual. And with those police officers, I always recommend, even if they currently have hearing loss, to continue using ear protection when they're around noise.
And that's, I'm guessing, earplugs or earplugs that would allow the hear well while still protecting their ears?
Yes, and it depends on the situation that they're in. Even if it's recreational, even if it's outside of work, you know, there's the spongy kind that they can put in the ears. There's ear muffs. And then they can even talk to their doctor or audiologist, and they can have custom ear protection made as well.
Okay. Recently, have you seen that prevention is more prevalent than it used to be?
It really is. And I think there's a couple of reasons for that. But one is raising the level of awareness. You know, there's more public service announcements. There's more educational forums. So I think that when we can have the awareness raised like that of hearing loss, the effects of untreated hearing loss, that one can make a more informed decision. And I know at High Health Innovations, we're very passionate to do the education and the awareness, because untreated hearing loss truly affects people's lives. It affects relationships. It affects their social interactions. And there's even medical considerations. So I think that we are seeing trends where people are taking action. And what I mean by that is, even attending a meeting, listening to an interview, and actually scheduling a hearing test and getting information about their hearing health.
Okay, and like you say about education and awareness, that's a big part of it. Do you know of any police departments that have bought into that and I guess tried to make their employees more aware, the officers that work for them, more aware about hearing loss?
You know, I don't know specific police departments,
yeah.
But I know generally speaking, just looking at trends over the years, the little bit of research that I've had on this is that, you know, years and years ago, really hearing loss wasn't really talked about a whole lot, and ear protection as well. And over time, I noticed that police departments are really encouraging their officers to use ear protection and have hearing testing completed. So I think, generally speaking, that we are on that right path.
Okay. And can you tell us a little bit about High Health Innovations program for law enforcement officers?
Sure. Well, first and foremost, we have a National Association of Police Officer discount, and that's a big savings for what we call NAPO members and spouses. They can go ahead and receive $50 discount per hearing aid off our already discounted price. So our hearing aids at High Health Innovations are digital, they're high-tech, and they start at $799 retail and go to $999. So if any of the police officers are a National Association police officer member or their spouse, they can receive a discount, and they can access that either through our website, which is www.highhealthinnovations.com, that's H-I for high. They can call our toll-free number at 855-523-9355, or they can also visit the NAPO website, and there's information on there as well.
Okay. Okay, great. And I guess, in conclusion, is there any, suggestions or pointers that you would give police officers out there about how they can protect themselves and how they can, attack it before it becomes an issue later down the line in their careers?
Absolutely. First, when possible, and I understand it's not always possible to use ear protection, but when possible, use ear protection. It really, really does make a difference because exposure to noise is cumulative. So at first, and when we're exposed to noise, we may not notice hearing loss. But over a prolonged period of time, we are at risk for that. So when possible, use ear protection. When it's not possible, even covering your ears with your hands is helpful. Moving away from the loud sound, if they're not able to use ear protection and it's feasible, is also helpful. I also recommend, if hearing aids are recommended, to definitely pursue getting hearing aids, because I know that there are some positions with police officers where they're not always around noise. So being able to understand speech, being able to hear soft sounds, or maybe if one police officer has to whisper to another, it really, really helps with the hearing. So if that's recommended, I definitely would encourage everyone to pursue that. But first and foremost, get a hearing test. So you want to talk to your doctor or your audiologist and schedule a hearing test so that the police officer knows where they stand. And if it has not been performed, that can be considered a baseline.
Okay. Well, I thank you so much for joining us today, Dr. Nins, and I look forward to speaking to you in the future.
Okay. Thank you very much.